Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Oh, we are on digital AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm David Folkenflik. Coming up, we'll celebrate President's Day when we talk to former presidential advisor Lawrence Lindsay. He's got a new book out that details the advice he'd give to an incoming president. We'll find out if that advice is informed by his prediction that the Iraq War would cost $200 billion. But first, let's go get the news headlines with Mr. Matthew Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thanks, David. Good morning, everyone. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recalled about 140 million pounds of beef this weekend. It's the largest beef recall in U.S. history. The meat is processed at a Southern California slaughterhouse. Here's NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates with more.
Late last week, Mike Ramos, the district attorney of San Bernardino County, took the unprecedented step of announcing 5 felony charges for animal cruelty against the Hallmark Westland Meat Processing Company in Chino, California.
This morning, San Bernardino County's DA's office filed 5 felony counts of cruelty to animals.
The charges were the result of an undercover video taken by the Humane Society of the United States. It showed cows too sick to walk being transported for slaughter on a forklift. As a result, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has recalled frozen beef produced by Hallmark Westland, much of it destined for school lunchrooms and supplemental food programs for the poor.
Karen Grigsby Bates reporting. President Bush recognized Kosovo's independence today. The province voted for independence from Serbia over the weekend. Kosovars now await backing from key European powers. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is in the hospital after she fell yesterday morning in Southern California. Shirley Jihad of member station KPCC in Los Angeles has a bit more.
Reagan fell down in her home in Bel Air. She was taken to a hospital and doctors say she did not break her hip as they had initially feared. A spokeswoman says in a written statement the 86-year-old former First Lady is doing well and was joking with visitors in her room. Doctors say they kept her in the hospital for observation as a precaution. She's in the same room where Ronald Reagan stayed after he broke his hip in 2001. The former president died in 2004 at age 93. Nancy Reagan last appeared in public last month during the Republican presidential candidates debate at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley.
Shirley Jihad in Los Angeles. The U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, is in Kenya. She's there to back mediation efforts to end the political crisis and violence that has claimed more than 1,000 lives. The U.S. is pressing Kenya's rival political leaders to agree to a power-sharing plan. This follows December's disputed presidential vote, which the opposition claims was rigged. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports from Nairobi.
Washington's considerable diplomatic weight to try to end the political deadlock in Kenya has been welcomed by the mediator Kofi Annan. Pressure from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice should help the former UN chief, who's trying to get Kenya's rival politicians to agree a power-sharing deal and a grand coalition government, favored by President Bush. However, Kenya's foreign minister, Moses Wetangula, warned that his country would not accept any agreement imposed from the outside.
You should just bear in mind that we have a country, we have a constitution, we have laws. Whatever agreement we reach must not be illegal, must not be unconstitutional, and must be in the interest of the people of Kenya.
The minister said no one should put a gun to anyone's head.
NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reporting. In sports, it was Ryan Newman for the win at the Daytona 500. It is team owner Roger Penske's first victory ever. Newman drove the number 12 Dodge to victory. Kurt Busch was runner-up. Tony Stewart came in third. And the East beat the West 134-128 in last night's NBA All-Star game. LeBron James was named MVP for the second time, finishing with 27 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
David Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Matt.